The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Father, for the forces of the throne being administered in the midst of men. Thank you, Father, for the faith to receive, to believe, and to obey. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the way you've been leading us from the beginning of this service. Thank you for coming to us in your wisdom. Thank you. This is again an hour that we have set apart for you to come to us. And Father, we ask that you will honor the ministry of the word today. It is your ministry. It is you. Jesus, honor your word. Let your word burn in our hearts. Speak to our hearts. Grant us grace. Grant us understanding. Grant us help and mercy. I come under again. That is my eternal place to be under. I secure that place again under you, under your servant and handmaiden, my parents in the Lord, and set authorities. I take my place and I minister from that place. Grant me utterance, grant me help, and grant your people faith. Let the word that will be spoken, let them mix with faith in their heart so that they will profit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over minds. I take authority over hearts. Let our mind be stable. Let our heart be fixed on you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Varania Kesto Venian de Bogodania Stavana Ajine Poco Veni Zadila Barasto Steva. For my blessing is in saying, my blessing is hid in my sayings, my blessing is hid in my saying. For so do I bless my people by saying, the Lord bless thee, keep thee. The Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you. Yes, it's in my saying you are blessed. It's in my saying you are kept. It's in my saying I preserve and lift my countenance upon you. As I do this, I upgrade you. I upgrade you. I upgrade you to come into my nature. Into my nature. It's another time of blessing. It's another time of saying. It's another time of saying. My word will go forth. My word will go forth. Saints, saints, you are here to attend to saints. You are here to attend even to the substance of blessing. Substance of blessing. For I will indeed bless my people yet again. I will indeed bless you today. I will indeed bless you. I will indeed give you blessing and give you access even into spiritual blessings that are in Christ. That is the business of the day. That is the business of the hour. Attend to my saying. Be attentive, for my word will go forth out of the mouth of my servant, even to you today. Receive my saying and be blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning to the whole house. Amen. I would like to appreciate the whole house for yesterday. The copper outreach was beautiful. That, in my opinion, was a huge sacrifice. And because I know we had a vigil that started 9:45, and we're all up and standing till 5:55, and then the same people see gather themselves, put this place in order, and we had a meeting with the corpus at 10. That is life. That is grace. That is strength. It's not normal. It's not normal. And I know we are beating down spirits. You know, your normal mind will tell you, I did vigil now. It's too much. Let me go and sleep. But another force took you over. That's how we're going to respond to Jesus all through. Why? Because times where Jesus expects you to respond, it may not be normal. When this woman, you know, met him at the well, that time was not normal. Jesus was tired to his bones. In fact, they say he was shaking. To the point where the disciples fed her, if we don't give this guy meat, he go die here. They ran to go and look for food. So if Jesus were to look at the way he was feeling, he won't minister to that woman. Look at that place taken out of the scripture. But a man didn't listen to his body. He said, I have another meat. Man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. Even though his body needed natural meat, but he switched. And when he switched, the thing catered for the natural. Why? Because when they came back, they said, who gave you to meat? Because he was already refreshed. There are powers who will touch. Amen. Let us just find strength to keep on obeying Jesus. Amen. Let's keep on obeying him. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give thanks to Jesus. Amen. We're in a very good time. We're in a very, very good time. Very, very good time. And I am trusting the Lord that will maximize it. It's true that the message has been fully restored, but also the manner of the gospel must also be discovered. It's looking like something that has been restored, but how to use that which has been restored must be shown to us, so that at the end of the day we can profit fully by the full restoration of the message. It's true, it was buried. In other words, things buried it, and Satan allowed it to be buried. But then it's been exhumed back, it's been restored. But then the manner or how to administer it must also be taught, how to use it so that we can meet God's expectations. Why? Because the reason for the full restoration of the message is to arrive at a kind of a man. There is a kind of life that God wants to see in the midst of men, there is a kind of man. There is a man in the mind of God. And I can tell us, the man you have today is not the man God proposed to see. We have come down. Other forces are beating us down. Spirits have done works. Amen. But Jesus is coming back to take back all that is his. You know, when you look at the gospel, you know, and then the kind of men. Why? Because this same gospel that has been restored completely was the same gospel preached in the early days, in the days of the apostles, and also the men around those times and the kind of men they were is still the same gospel that was preached. But there was also a manner of receiving. There was also a manner of preaching it. Are we together? There was a manner around the full administration of that whole dispensation of grace. That's how you hardly see, you know, in the scriptures when the apostles taught, they taught Jesus or they preached Jesus as the Lord. Jesus was preached as Lord. He was preached as Christ. Christ is Savior or Messiah. Okay? That's why he now said this same Christ was, he has been made both Christ and Lord. So he was both a Savior. Even though people had a perception of what salvation is, are we together? In terms of, okay, coming to deliver a man, looking at him from the angle of deliverance. Yes, there's also a portion of that in the work. Are we together? Yes, salvation in terms of God rescuing you from something. There's also a portion of that. But majorly, the reason why he was preached as both Christ and Lord is for the soul. It's for the soul. Jesus was revealed to men in those days as Lord. In other words, as master or owner. Both a Savior and also a Lord. In other words, he that owns you or he that bought you back to do his pleasure and his will. That's the meaning. So many of the people, hallelujah, that received Christ then or that heard Jesus being preached, that was the gate. That was the gate. Amen. So when they came in through the right door. The door of, oh, somebody's buying me back for his purpose. In other words, I don't have a life of my own. I am being bought back to do the will of he that bought me back. That's why issues around laying down life wasn't too much of a big thing then. Why? Because of the way they came. But today, the way the gospel is being preached today, even when you come to use Jesus. We come to use Jesus. In other words, we have plans and we feel that maybe we didn't have capacity to execute some of these plans. We had visions we couldn't accomplish. We have a lot of things, dreams we want to attain. Are we together? And it's looking like we don't have the capacity for it. Therefore, we have met a man that will empower us to run our vision. So when you meet Jesus, you meet him as a healer. So when he's done healing you now, you can go ahead and do your thing. You have a business. And it's looking as if the thing are not going fine. Eh? And having met Jesus now, you can go ahead and run it very well. Oh, you're coming from a place where witches and wizards disturb the family a lot. You know that family. They do juju well. Amen. Then, you know, you encounter Jesus. He's looking at, okay, I've met Jesus as a shield to protect me from my enemies. But I'm saying to us, that is not the door. Even though when you still accept Jesus as your Lord and also as your Savior, there's also a package of benefit that settles all that. But primarily, the reason why he was taught was that he wants to make you, amen, according to what he has proposed man to look like. Man is a project. And there are a lot of contention over this project called man. Satan has interest. God has interest. My heart today is that the Lord will truly help us to see the reason for our apprehension. Yeah. Why? Because once you understand the reason for your apprehension, honestly, the struggle will reduce. Amen? Yes. Let me tell you, everything about your life has been settled. Just, I don't know how to say it. Just calm down. Tell your neighbor, relax.
Relax.
Just relax. Relax. There's a song I like. I don't know whether it's Obey or something. Da na 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 na. Aromi lowa oluwa lowa. Lord amu eda o. Aromi lowa oluwa. One of the reasons why we step out of God's plan is fear. Fear of tomorrow. Why? Because you are looking at the present to judge the future, and fear hits you. Anytime fear is around, death is close. Why? Because fear is to lead you to death. So just relax in God and then allow the Lord to have his way, please. Eh?
Yes, sir.
Eh? Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
Please allow the Lord. Don't be too much in a haste. That you are looking for, you will get it. That thing you think, oh, if I go this way, I will lose this. You will get it back. And you will get it with life.
Amen.
Only that the season you should have them is not in your hand anymore. You can't use your own strength to get them. What you have connected with or what you have collided with has its own principle. So all you need to do is to just keep following. And those things will come in their due times. Amen. Let's quickly look at this place. Amen. In Acts chapter 3, I read from verse 19. He said, repent ye therefore, and what? And be converted. Number one, you need to repent. Okay, so I am taking away repentance from, don't just look at the Jew culture, right? I'm talking about repentance in the light of the New Testament and what it stands for, right? So repentance is not just being remorseful, okay? Being remorseful comes as a result of repentance, okay? But truly repentance is a work. Why? Because what leads to repentance is what is also called, another word for it is a change of mind. So, in actual sense, when a man repents, he doesn't go back to what he has repented of. Amen. So I'm talking about repentance as per a work. Why? Because once repentance, amen, takes place, it means that a work has been done. So the end product of that work is that your mindset concerning that issue shifted. So in the ideal sense of it, you can't repent and go back. So, that's how you could see that the two, they go together. Why? Because once repentance has been done, the next thing is conversion. But before a soul can come to the place of repentance, there is first of all an administration of light. That's why repentance is not also away from the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. It means there is a work of light flooding your heart. So, if you look at this place, and then you match this with Acts of Apostle in chapter 26, Paul used the word to open their eyes. Why? Because the opening of the eyes is to also let you see another mind. Amen. Eyes is understanding, right? So, for you to repent, what you are repenting of or what you are repenting from is also a mind. It is that mind that informs your position. That's what informs your position. The reason why you want it that way, there is a mind that informs you, that tells you this is the way to do it. Amen. Therefore, for that mind to be repented of, they have to show you another mind. They have to reveal to you another mind. They have to administer to you another mind. Amen. Now, look at it. And I say, repent ye therefore. Now, you could see that before Peter said this, a lot of activities are taking place of preaching. Preaching. He preached and preached. There were things taught. As those things were being taught, minds were being attacked. Now, he now got to be now said, ah! I think at this point, so when you hear another word said, their hearts were pricked. Why? Why? It because when that preaching came, it opened their eyes. Amen. Now, what could, you see, what makes us to sin is a mind. Amen. Amen. But when a higher power comes and then administer a light, it's to break a power of sight. That's when that thing happens, in most cases, you break down. Why? Because a power held you to make you go in a certain direction without you knowing. That's why in most cases, when it happens and your eyes are open, you feel bad. Have you not observed that in your life, with your little journey so far, there were instances where judgment were raised on certain matters and you never agreed with it. And you stood on it to me, no, nobody understand me. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And after probably ages have passed, you have grown a little bit. Ah, my God, I was so stupid. Why? Because a work has been done. But you know what? At that time, you are under a power. Why? Because power also drives men. That's why there are certain things, it will take age. When you grow, you now know that, ah, I wasn't wise. So, this place, he now said, repent ye therefore and be converted. Right? So, number one, eyes being opened, because when conversion comes in, see, this is not simple. Gospel is not simple. Honestly. It's not that simple. Now, one of the reasons why you observe that sometimes a soul can repent of a thing, in quote, Right? Because through repentance, when it's ending, the next leg is conversion. So any repentance that does not lead to conversion is not a total repentance. Now, the reason for the conversion is to exchange laws. It's to exchange laws. Why? Because there was actually a law, right, that make you to do the things you do. But now they've opened your eyes to let you know that, hey, these are the issues. Now, you need to now cooperate with another law that is being administered to you and then embrace it from the heart. So, another word for it is also obeying. Once you obey that new law, there is a conversion it will do. So the end product of the conversion, that's what you see, said that your sins will be blotted. Praise the Lord. Now, see it. Now, this side from here, this is the issue. This is what they want to purge. So the reason why I have a mind is law. But that law does not look sinful. Why? Because when we say sin, what comes to your mind is theft or telling lies or somebody fornicating. Or you may not be doing all that, and this is powerfully at work. In fact, at this level, once you hear sin, you can't even go there. Why? Because your sight has so much appreciated that you know that this is not about. Because what you call sin is a mystery. Sin is a mystery. In fact, when you see sin physically, he has finished work. Why? Because sin is hid. So where sin is really at work and you can break the code of sin is in his invisibility workings. Why? Because when you see sin as sin, you don't need sight now because the unbeliever has also known this is sin. So if a man that doesn't have the law of Christ, the sight of Christ, the understanding of Christ, the judgment of Christ, he can discern sin as you that have light, then there is a problem. Why? Because at that point, it's no longer sin. It's works of sin. Works of sin are the fruit of sin. Everybody can see fruit. The reason for fruit, amen, is to establish approval, which anybody can see. But where the work truly is when the thing is working inside. So, Peter, amen, said, repent ye therefore and be converted. So, when you repent and then you move to the next phase of conversion. Why? Because if conversion is not done, you will do it again. So it's in the place of conversion that your sins are blotted. Colossians talks about ordinances written against us. Why? Because what is written is code. Once they write a code, you can only obey it. You can't do against a law written. You can only act it out. Why? Because there are powers within it for it to be expressed. So, what causes the blotting? Or they also call it remission. To remit. So, the principle of cleansing, washing, what are they washing off? What actually are they cleansing? They are cleansing us from laws. Hidden laws that inform why we do the things we do. Amen. That's why when Jesus wants to walk, he doesn't walk from the outside in. He knows where the problem is. Jesus is an inner worker. Why? Because the problem is inside. And what religion does is because religion also knows that men are quick to embrace fruit. But they can be fake fruit. Fake fruit, because what battered the fruit is not from within.
Oh,
it means it's a mixture. Ideally, in and out should be one. In fact, once in is one, in will protrude out. Jesus is not bothered about the outward. But also the way man is naturally framed, we are framed to be pulled by the outward. So what religion has done now is to package the outside. Let me tell you, there is glory in it. Oh. I won't lie to you. Sometimes you will need certain powers of understanding. If you truly meet some of the sister churches, the way they dress, there's also a glory around it that can intimidate you. There's when you see them, you have a sense that this person is holier than I am. Number one, the skirt. I'm not talking about that one that looks like buruku, braka, bru. No, not that one. Some are a bit well decent. You see the way almost all the parts are well covered. You see how the air is properly, I mean, neat. There are some that are actually very neat. When you see it, sometimes you feel that this person has presence. Yes. Yes. Now, because religion knows that, it went and pumped so much. So people want to quickly run and show fruit, or show form, or show image. Image clothed. Now, that was the contention. And you know what? Because of the way man has been beaten, and then the two eyes have been plugged out. Man can only see by what he touches. He doesn't have eyes anymore. Now, that was the issue he had with the Pharisee. Why? Because when he came, the Pharisees were highly revered. Why? Because they pay so much attention to the outward. Even they themselves, they are regalia. He now said, no. He said, you guys, man, I don't understand your principle. It's the principle of Satan. Because Satan will paint the outside and leave death within. There is death in the pot, but it will wash the pot from outside. He now said, no, truly, you must cleanse the cup from within. Why? Because that inward cleansing power will rub on the body outwardly. So, looking at, what Peter said here, he said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Don't forget this. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now, don't joke with this when. So, now, it means there are certain sins that have times in the spirit. So, all the Lord will do, as at the time, probably you know that you have issue with pride. Amen. Amen. All of us, there are things we know we have issue with, right? Yes. So, now, if you know that you have prayed over that matter, you have trusted God, everything, what God will do at our various level, God can start sending light small. Sending light small. Because for the fact that you even came to the place of admitting is a measure of repentance. Right? But then you are not trusting God for that thing to be taken away. There's also a when for it. Quite clear now, you will know that the Lord is blotting out things in our community. So, this is also a time of refreshing. When you say time of refreshing, amen. Why? Because that thing that you are contending with is a dry land. So the day that those things will be blotted out is a time of refreshing. Where Jesus needs to be sent again. He needs to be sent. So when he's sent for a walk. But before he eventually comes, some things must precede the when, which is also the time of refreshing. Is that light has come. Your eyes has been opened. Amen. Okay. He now said, repent ye therefore. Why therefore? Some things preceded, right? And be converted. There are two. It's a twin work. Repent and be converted. Why? Because they need to visit laws. And the reason for the visitations of these laws is that your sins may be blotted out. Why may? Why may be blotted out? It's because you may not actually cooperate with the principle of blotting. When the time, so the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Once that comes, amen, is to cause conversion to be completed, which will lead to the blotting out of sins. He now said, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached. Can you see that? So, preaching is also visiting the mind or opening the eyes. Amen. Amen. Whom the heaven must receive until what? The times of restitutions of all things. Why? Because our cup has been filled with things. There were things ordained for our cup. So restitution of all things is all things of God needs to be restored back. The reason why they made you as a vessel, you are a carrier of the things of God. Those things are also laws. They are the what in us. That's what we say in the spirit. They don't ask, who is this? They ask, what is this? That's they say, what is man? You know, if somebody tell you, what is you? You will get angry. Because you are more concerned about who. You are more concerned about the outward. But in the spirit, how they x-ray you, they look at what you carry. Because they know if what you are carrying is it, they don't care. You will do it. They will go and sleep. Why? Because the things in you will speak. So when you're out of the abundance of what? Of the heart, the mouth does what? Speak. So what comes out is a spill from what is inside. Now, when you now see Paul, when Paul now said to open their eyes. Why? Because the place of conversion is very, very important. It's also the place of turning. To open their eyes and to turn them. Why? Because turn is also conversion. What do you do with conversion? You turn. You turn from one estate to another. You turn from one unit to another. So anytime conversion is set loose, power is at work. So it takes power to turn. There is a measure of power that enlightens. Eh? But the core power in the power is the turning point. So, he now said to open their eyes. I wrote here, to open their eyes is also repentance of change of mind. But you cannot change your mind until another mind is revealed to you. Okay? It's also called the mind of Christ. It's an understanding how Christ thinks, how Christ reasons. Amen. Christ's judgment. So, when you agree, in your heart, you cooperate with the power of turning. Okay? So when you see him here, he now said, and to turn them from what? Eh? From darkness to light. See, eh? When you hear darkness, it's not just outward. In Ephesians chapter 5, He said, ye were darkness. So darkness is not like something dark. It's another mind at work in a man. For ye were what? He didn't say ye were sometimes. No, he said ye were sometimes darkness. But now are ye light where? In the Lord. He now did what? Walk as children of light. So this light here are Christ's men. Because it's the light of the Lord Christ. So, what they were converting from within are laws of darkness. Laws of darkness that contradict the will of God. So when you agree in your heart, you cooperate with the power of turning. Right? So to turn them from darkness is an inner work. The work is within. So to turn them from darkness to light, he now put it, he now said, from the power of Satan. Amen. Amen. Why? Because Christ is also the power of God. Every man lives by a power. Or every life is powered by a power. If that can make sense to us. Amen. I remember there was an analogy that Pastor Dixon used one day. And it didn't make so much sense to me. What he said is that, look at all these appliances now. Look at this whole house. Go and switch off the gen. Though there are laws inside this, but it needs to be empowered to start functioning. It means there are already laws written. Law written in our vessels. But there is a power that enhances it to start functioning. So as this thing is now, once they switch on gen, everything will start working. Now, mind you, the work you start doing when the power enters you has been written already. Now, somebody is empowering you to exhibit things. But in your own mind, you think, I'm being myself. No. You are acting out scripts. So, when Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, amen. Wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. It means this power in the air. Air is a place of advantage. It means it's a power over you that has control over you. So it means everyone was under this power. And for the fact that you got born again, you are not free from this power. New birth, in a way, qualifies you to have access to another power to counter this power. And that's Christ. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So this power being mentioned is also another wisdom. What's wisdom for? Wisdom is for life. Wisdom is for direction. Wisdom is for navigation. It's a compass. That means it's leading you somewhere. So Christ is another power, amen, that can subdue this power. And when you get born again, that power is not yet available to you. But you are a candidate for access to this power by preaching. So when Christ is being preached and your heart is responding, they are writing other laws inside you. They are writing other laws inside you. They are writing other laws inside you. So when you now hear Paul say in Romans, there is now therefore, there is a now. The now is not the day you got born again. Only that they've written and written and written. It's time to empower what they've written. There's now, know what? No condemnation. What's condemnation? It means that you can be free from this power. Why? Because it's a power or it's a limitation. Why? Because people said, no, you know what? When you go through Romans, what Paul was saying in Romans 7 was when he was an unbeliever. No. That's the power of sin anyway. One sin wants to cheat you. He still wants you to see darkly. Now, he was trying to say that no, even though you could not see that he knew that certain laws were also being written, but was not yet empowered to fully live it out. So the things I wish to do, I find myself not doing it. The things I don't want to do, I see myself doing it. But a time came when that power was fully released. So lust in his members did not have dominion over him anymore. He had power over it. That's why you see, once you stay under Christ for a while, listen, when you stay under Christ for a while, and those powers are being built inside you, some of the things you commit it willingly. Not that you don't know. It's going to be a deliberate choice. Now, he now said, now, listen, now you have another power in your members. I can tell you, now you are free from condemnation, but you can still put yourself under condemnation by not yielding. He now said, there is a now. You have journeyed for a while, there is a now. No condemnation to them. Not to all, to them, there is a them. The them there are those that do not walk. It means going forward, I can see another law I can follow. Who walk not after the flesh? What's flesh? It's after another power. Flesh is a power. Flesh is a law. Flesh is a spirit. Flesh is another life. Flesh is another understanding. Flesh is another reasoning. Flesh is another light. Why? Because if the word being referred to here say walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So that means if I am walking after the flesh, I'm also walking after another spirit. So flesh is also a spirit that leads. So it's not just an act. Now, for those that walk after the flesh, they have been lifted up above the sphere of condemnation. For what? What's there? Laws. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. You know what? We need to understand certain principles, right? Why? Because most of the time, there are certain words we see, we read them, but we don't apply the principle that make them work. Why? Because when you say, this law has made me free, another word for free there is that it has empowered you to be free. Oh, you didn't get that. Why? Because when you hear made me free, sound like that thing shouldn't come around me again. No, you have been made free. Use your freedom. So you can't sit down passive to mean, oh, if I've been made free, so why? No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So in a way, one of the reasons, okay, if truly that is it, so why do I still know? Was Jesus made free to a measure? So when he was at all point tempted, what's that? Why? Because if in your own mind you feel that a man made free should not even sense temptation. In fact, in actual sense, how they even know that you are using that power is when those things come around you and you stand right. Evil will never approve you until they set you up. The first approver. The Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tried. So it means those laws, he has gathered them, he has used them. But they wanted to prove it. And immediately he got there, those logs were set in motions. But mind you, it wasn't like something cheap. 40 days. 40 days, they were looking at all the shades of the law. Are all the cells working? Is any cell dead in response here? All the cells were alive. It was using all of them as instrument and faculty of response. And Satan was touching almost everything. He was touching them. Immediately it was done. They say it went back under the authority of the Spirit. Amen. So, the day you will see it and you say, I will not eat it, that's the day you are free. Why? Because what would have made you to take that stand and say no is a formation and a judgment. At that point, you have overcome that spirit. It reminds me of a story. You know, it was Baba Billy Akani. There was a young man. I think he was in a relationship. So when he came into Christ, he knew that he had to let go of that relationship. In fact, that lady was carefully placed to derail him. So eventually when, you know, he came into the faith, the lady came visiting. Isha did some magomago, he ran away anyway. He now went back to Brogbila, and this is that. He now said, you need to stand for you at this point. I understand there are also times where by the wisdom of the Spirit, he said, flee. Yeah? Flee. But you're going to keep fleeing all the time. And daddy preached you one day. You remember in Lagos. That flee is for a level. There is a level they will tell you flee. If you don't have capacity, flee. But you can't flee all the time. A time should come where you stand. And you keep standing. That's the day you overcome that spirit. So, he kept on doing. So there was a day he started praying. Well, he prayed. Do you know the prayer? Do you want to know the prayer? That the lady should lose sight of his house. The lady should, God should delete the memory of his house. You know, just a matter of things. You know, some funny prayers. We like easy prayers. Even like when you go for outreach, God, just go ahead of me. Prepare the person's heart. I will just say, Jesus, we will just accept. We just want easy things, man. So that guy prayed. I didn't even add that fasting to him. When he was done fasting, as he just opened his window, the girl was coming. Amen. So, the lady came in. He started preaching gospel. You know what? I'm a child of God now. As he was a child, the guy not to rub his head. He said, but he has to come back to himself. He stood and told the lady, no, I'm no longer in this. And the way he stood with power. The lady knew that something was talking back to her. Because he broke that, she started cursing him, insulting him, all manner of name, and she left. The sweet told him, well done. So what I'm saying is that you have to walk. You have to walk. Now this is just an example. Your own may not be that. It may be other things. Maybe suspicion. You have to walk. Or fear. You have to walk. You have to deliberately walk after those laws. Why? Because the loss can be there and you can be under bondage. Why? Because you have been moved into a realm of freedom, but you are not using your liberty. So you have to use the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You need to use it. And let me now tell you what it does. The more you use it, the more skillful you become. It's by you. That same thing will also teach you skill. Wisdom on how to handle spirits. That's how you discover that if you have handled one case before and a similar case comes your way, you handle it better. Why? Because your skill, the skill you've gathered in the first experience is an advantage. And they say you can also help others. Why? Because you are able to war. You know what to do. So, restitution of all things, I've said that. To open their eyes, amen, and to turn them from what? From darkness to what? To light. From the power of Satan unto God, that they may what? Receive forgiveness of sins. In other words, that they may blot out sins. So, once sin is blotted out, amen, you come into inheritance. So, the first inheritance you come into, amen, is life. Life. Amen. That's why those that will receive life, which is Christ, is your first inheritance. And it's only given to those that are sanctified. It means you have been separated. Amen. That ye might receive an inheritance among them which are sanctified or who are cleansed. So that thing called cleansing is a water, but that water has laws. Your brethren will cleanse you. You must also learn how to self-cleanse. You must learn how to self-cleanse. The community washes you. Yes. But you must also learn to gather water to also cleanse yourself. Cleanse yourself. And that power of self-cleansing is towards the finishing part. In your cleansing process, the last part is the finishing part where you self-cleanse. And that's how you discover that when Paul was teaching the Corinthians, the principle around it in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's quickly go there. Amen. I feel the Lord is empowering us. Amen. That going forward, you're going to be a skillful user. Amen. Well, because that thing called growth and change, this is the principle behind it. Change doesn't happen suddenly. Change is lawful. It follows laws. And I said, what agreement has the temple of God with idol? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. Because see, all this is our inner workings. I will dwell in them, walk in them, and I will be their God. They shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. Be ye separate. Because as you yield, they are separating you. Amen. Says the Lord. So you could see the Lord Christ. So your first separation, amen, is when you use the law of Christ. Amen. Please use the law of Christ. Well, because at some point you start smelling. Use the law of Christ. Use the law of Christ. Use it. Please use it. Did you hear me? Use the law of Christ. You have them. Use them. Use them. Don't make it once in a while thing. Don't apply it when it comes to major decision. No, that is your breath. Why? Because anytime you are not using this law, you are using another air to live. You are using another breath to live. use it. Before you know, you will see that certain things will just morph around you. I remember when I met these laws as a living principle. I know it takes time for you to start engaging it, but I know it vividly. There are days where I want to go to bed and I check my day from morning till laying down. I know that I've obeyed that law from beginning till the end. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. Why? Because even he that uses the law of Christ is not yet perfect. There are things that are called sin that I do not know is sin. But for the little light I have and the measure I use, I can weigh it by it. I weigh my thoughts, I weigh my actions, I weigh my intention, I weigh them. I weigh them by that law. So I said, oh, so I can live by this. It's much more than Holy Ghost feelings. It controls my thought. It controls my emotions. It controls my judgment. Even when Satan talks to me, I know it's Satan talking to me. So I'm saying to you that those laws are within you. Don't leave them unused. Because that is the way you exercise your spiritual members or your muscles. Eh? He said, exercise them. Why? Because when you exercise in a law, you gain stamina. You gain strength. A muscle you don't use will soon die. So a law you don't use, the more. That's why you see, how to be more alive in the spirit is by using the law. How also to be more alive in the flesh is by using this law of flesh. So don't be selective when to use it. Don't tell yourself, on this issue, I will use it. On this other issue, I will follow my emotions. Don't. Your growth will not be total. It's like a child growing and one leg is thinner than the rest. Why? Because the other leg is not being used. So the thing must be total. Your formation, head to toe, must be in alignment. So use it. Amen. So I talk about, there's first of all the power of cleansing. Eh? Your brother wash you. You wash your brother. We wash ourselves. That is going to be eternal. Amen. I'm also saying that a time should also come, you should have water to self-cleanse. In fact, that's one of the most potent. Because the place of self-cleansing, it means that you are watching it. And that's why he now said, let the meditation. Your brother cannot see the meditation of your heart. The ones brother can see and cleanse are the ones that are obvious. Maybe your actions, they know that you have this issue. Maybe you, when people pick your things, you react or something. They are still very small. There are others that are here. You know, say, let the meditation of my heart be what? Acceptable. Why? Because when you go back to the same Hebrew, it said there is an eye, a naked eye, with whom we have to do. All things are naked. So he sees the intent. Amen. Amen. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of what? Of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. So do you understand why he said, let the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. He now said, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen. So go back to that place. Go back to 2 Corinthians. I want to show us that other side of self-cleansing. Why? Because you could see the first one, you could see, come out from among them, be ye separate. So when you come out from among them, you're also separated into another. which is also another congregation, right? Good. And touch not the unclean thing. Touch not the unclean thing is also the law of sin and death. It's what defiles. Amen. And I will receive you and will be unto you, what? A father. Okay, I will be a father unto you and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So you could see from here, he has moved away from Christ. Because what Christ does is that he separates. Amen. But by the time you move away from the unclean thing, it's time for the Father to receive you. So it means your cleansing is now total and you are due for reception. The Father wants to take you in. Amen. Now, look at the other one. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved. What did he say? Let us what? Cleanse. Who? Cleanse who? Who should do the cleansing? Cleanse ourselves. From all, why? Because you've seen all these promises, right? Yeah, there's a promise of life. There's a promise of what? The Lord Almighty, the Father. Is that not so? So all this, having seen all these promises, there's also a place of self-cleansing. He didn't say, I will come and cleanse you. He said, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. So you now discover that in most cases, amen, the cleansing power as per washing one another. Maraka bone sivro. That's why the first thing that Christ deals with is flesh. The work of Christ is to turn flesh to a spirit. Now, what Father deals with? Father deals with spirit. Why? Because in the realm of the everlasting, your sins are no longer fleshy sins. No. That's what your sins there are not flesh sin. They are spirit sin. So, what Father handled, they handle spirits. What Christ handled flesh. That's why the scripture referred to him as the Father of spirits. The Father of spirits. The Father of life. The Father of spirits. So, he can handle spirit. Amen. So that's why when you step in that realm, the realm of the everlasting, what they look at most is what goes on inside. Why? Because, yes, that's why the first of all, they lay foundation at the Christ level. Foundation is laid for flesh to be taken away completely. Because you can see works of flesh in the community. But works of spirits is hid. Now, all these things are filled. Filled of flesh, filled of spirit. Okay? And now said, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That means an ongoing process. Even in the realm of the Father, you are still going to be more separated. That's in the fear of God, perfecting, continuous. So are we going to be using those laws more?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Please, please. Please. Use it more. Use it more. Don't be mental. I beg you, don't be mental. Why? Because all the laws you are obeying this season, they are fleshing up things. There is no law. There is no law. You are obeying, and there is no living image in you. And the image will speak. Whatever law you are obeying now, what I'm saying in essence is this. I will explain what I mean by image. Whatever law you are obeying now is forming something. And what is formed will speak. I say in this season we will profit.
Amen.
I say you will profit very well.
Amen.
You will profit well.
Amen.
I remember many years ago when the battle, as it were, shifted in my little walk. It was more of battle of the mind. Thoughts. The array of thoughts. Thoughts. How I meant to read that? I said that I don't understand. The way thought visit me now, I can't put it together. He laughed. He said, that's where the real battle is. Huh? Thoughts. Maybe some of us, our thoughts is see at the carnal realm. No, you should upgrade. Let them visit with higher thoughts.
Amen.
Higher thoughts. Amen. But I know you should be above sexual thoughts. That's not your realm. I said this afternoon, power is visiting your mind.
Amen.
To disengage you.
Amen.
To disengage you. Disengage you. The Lord is confronting thoughts. Another word for it, they also call it stronghold. Stronghold. For some of us, it's suspicion. Suspicion. You're always suspicious. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today will mark a beginning for you.
Amen.
Those things that have held you bound, you just know that I've not had power over this issue for a very long time. I say today, under the authority of the word, spirit of the word, and under Jesus, under appearance in the Lord, I ask this afternoon that this power lose their hold upon your minds. Rekishana pane a feroz, ebrano fiana kelu, repawa manesia trageon. Magrosa pora magaranitos shibriana condea piliana condelia crazo megandoria prasivona candia dishio shika papa papa pareana finosta megarabrisha mandarai erebinio tandea tandelia 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 Tandelia, Tandelia, freedom, freedom, shh. Freedom, shh. Ribriante Kuanesia, freedom, freedom, shh. Freedom, Mekanda Postia, Mekanda Postia, Mekanda Postia, Mekanda Postia, Ligrie Shepando. Prikanaban sagadio, ribrekeste kiriana kandarabre, ribababares,
Barbaros! 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 Beria Kenzaratosh! Eminatosh! 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 Recreate Sampaya de Makanda Barosi Kelosta Beria Kenderima Abrasha Kabores Ilia Makanda Brosi Adere Kapara Homai Liganashia Kamone Melakando Fiamasia Tela Bele a kese.
Come to proclaim liberty.
Yes.
I have come to proclaim liberty for the captives. Liberty for the captives. Even the recovery of sight for those that are blind. I have come to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Oh, for you see, it's the oppression of the Spirit of the Lord. It's the oppression of the Spirit of the Lord. Even to proclaim and bring you into the acceptable year. To a point where you can be acceptable by the Father. Yes, 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 yes. Walk in the light you have received. For you have been armed with light. You have been armed with light. You have been equipped with light. You have been supplied armor of light. Armor of light for to war with sin in your members. For to war with sin in your members. For to totally delete sin in your members. It's by my light. It's by my light. Esteem in obeying the light. Walk after the light. Walk after the light. Go in the way of the light. For you can walk now. You can walk now. And after you have walked, you will run. And after you run, you will begin to take flight. You will begin to take flight. You will begin to take flight. For the oppression of my spirit was what you have seen at work, even upon my servant, to bring this light to you, to bring this armor to you, armor to you. Esteem, esteem, esteem in obeying the light to dispel every darkness, to take away every filthiness. You can walk now. You have been given freedom, freedom. Freedom to live the life of Christ. To live the life of Christ. Every limitation has been taken away. Has been taken away. Has been taken away. You will no longer be limited.
you will no longer be limited. You will no longer be delimited. Yes, your bed is broken from the snare of the fowler. Yes, spirit will no longer take advantage of you. Because I have brought you even into a height. Into a height. I have upgraded your thinking that you can think above them. And you will no longer be cheated. You will no longer be subjected. Walk in the light and you will walk into a realm of total freedom. Where you are no longer bound. Where you have been free. And you will be my captive. You will no longer be a captive to darkness. You will be my captive. A place where you do no other thing apart from my will. Where you obey no other law apart from my law. I will make you my captive and set you even free from your captivity. Yes, yes, the prey has been taken from the hand of the mighty. I, the Lord, am the one who can do that, and I have done that in you. A great work has been done. Walk in this liberty. Leave this liberty. Walk in this realm, and you will experience total freedom. Total freedom, away even from sin and death.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.